Between 2004 and 2006, the murder rate has dropped 15% in neighborhoods where recommendations from the Milwaukee Homicide Review Commission are being implemented. The commissioner's lead researcher, Mallory O'Brien, says real-time communication about murders as soon as they happen appears to be one of the key reasons for the drop. O'Brien says that communication is happening now between police, parole agents, the Department of Corrections, and most importantly, community organizations.
The law enforcement community can't do this by themselves. We have to pull in the community service providers and the community at large. We can really make a big difference if we work together in a coordinated effort.
O'Brien says that means law enforcement agencies and people in the neighborhood are sharing as much information as possible about both victims and murder suspects and the events leading up to the murders. Deputy Police Chief Brian O'Keefe says when that coordinated effort is successful, murders can be prevented.
I think because we are really burrowing down into the details of what was going on in the lives of the suspects and victims and their associates, we can make a more focused approach to trying to disrupt whatever event is going to lead to somebody's death.
While other cities have tried similar approaches to reducing inner-city violence, Milwaukee is the first to take such a comprehensive approach to engaging both law enforcement and the community in a concerted effort. The commission will present an interim report to the Milwaukee Common Council on Thursday. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.